You know, at the moment, there's really not a lot of data documenting the impacts of otters on commercially important resources in Southeast, although fishermen and managers are each well aware that there is a problem. So for my thesis, I wanted to figure out how otters are impacting commercially important sea cucumbers in southern Southeast Alaska. And this is primarily the area south of Admiralty, where most of the dive fishery effort takes place. And there are a number of things that made this project feasible. The first was that the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has a long time series of assessment data for sea cucumbers. Some of it dates back to 1990. And because they survey the same places every 3 years, we were able to identify how sea cucumber density changed through time pretty nicely. These surveys take place in areas with and without sea otters, which gave us an opportunity to separate declines in sea cucumber density because of sea otters to declines in density from fishing or environmental changes.
One of the things I found interesting in looking through the findings was that even in areas where there were no sea otters present, you still saw declines in sea cucumbers, although not as much.
Right, yeah. There's pretty much declines throughout the region. Those declines without sea otters are much less. And really, that's the way we set up this study is there's a kind of a breaking point. So we took the first 3 years of survey effort in an area and then compared that to the most recent, 3 years of survey effort in an area. And so just the natural course of having a commercial fishery is going to reduce sea cucumber density. So it's just whether it's a sustainable reduction or if it's more than would be expected due to the fishery.
You also found the fishery itself didn't seem to have much more effect than just normal decline in cucumber populations.
Yeah, so there's areas of Southeast Alaska where fishing game set aside for subsistence users and to kind of get an idea of how these sea cucumbers respond in due to fishing and the absence of fishing. And the declines in sea cucumber density in these areas close to fishing and open to fishing, both in areas with and without otters, were similar. So we figured that, well, I guess one possible explanation for that is that fishing does not have a significant or, an important role in declining sea cucumber numbers. But one thing to consider is that, sea cucumbers have a very long larval planktonic stage. So because sea cucumber densities may decline outside of these areas close to fishing, it may influence the declines inside these areas close to fishing.
Meaning it takes a long time for them to develop? Is that from larva
stage? Well, it's a long larval stage. So, if sea cucumbers spawn on the southern portion of Prince Wales Island, there's no telling really where those sea cucumbers are going to end up developing, growing into full-grown sea cucumbers. So there's a lot of interaction between sea cucumbers across the region.
So how much more is the impact then that you see from sea in areas where there are sea otters versus areas where there are not, in terms of decline, in areas where there are not sea otters?
So, for example, sea cucumber density declined 100% in areas that have had otters since 1994, and 80% in areas that have had otters since 2003, and 26% in areas that have had otters since 2010. While areas without otters experience much lower declines, these declines ranged from 15 to 19%.
To what do you attribute the declines in sea cucumbers in areas where you don't have the otter predation?
Well, that kind of goes back to, partially commercial fisheries will reduce the densities of whatever they're fishing. Another explanation is, or what could contribute to that, is, again, the fact that these sea cucumbers have such long larval planktonic stages that, a net decline in densities in one area could have a negative influence on recruitment in other areas. So maybe the overall decline in sea cucumber density in areas with otters could be negatively impacting sea cucumber density in areas without otters.
What would you say people should get out of this report as another element in the sort of the sea otter picture here?
Well, I guess the general conclusions of the study are that, sea otters are impacting sea cucumber stocks in Southeast. And these range from intermediate to severe, depending on both how long otters have been in an area and how many otters were present. So, in areas of Southeast with low sea otter use, declines in density were only 44% compared to areas with moderate sea otter use, 88% declines, and areas with high sea otter use saw 99% declines in sea otter density, or sea cucumber density. So it's, you know, it's extremely important to keep track of where these high densities of sea otters are to both predict and prepare for changes in the sea cucumber resource.
And management of the fishery.
Another, you know, finding from this study, which is pretty interesting, is that, you know, we went through all through southern southeast Alaska and performed sea otter foraging observations. What we ended up finding was that sea cucumbers represented about anywhere from 5 to 13% of the sea otter diet, which, you know, it kind of seems like a small number, but sea otters eat so much, 25% of their body weight per day, and the cumulative effect of a large group of otters through time with this kind of, you know, 5 to 13% being sea cucumbers can be pretty dramatic.